All right, Bart, you there?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Bart, we've got someone on the line that was with Sean.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, Robert.
Hey,
Robert,
hey,
how are you?
Bart. How you guys doing, Tony? This is Robert, calling from the East Coast, New Jersey. Usually preach a lot with Sean and go around the country, some colleges. I think I met you at GNM one time during Las Vegas reunion.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, a lot of things happened behind the scenes that when Sean was in court, right, a lot of strange things happened. Sean was in court. We were off to the side, not in the courtroom, and all of us were huddling and praying. And I think it was a sergeant. She came, and she told us to stop praying, and they called back up. A lot of strange things happened during that time. You know, the day we got there, the police harassed us. Only in Glasgow, Scotland, we went to Stirling, Edinburgh, we had no problems. It's only during preaching in Glasgow we had these problems. To this day, I don't know why. It was very biased that we were preaching the gospel. But the thing with Sean was that he was arrested, and he wasn't allowed a phone call either. The policeman called us, and he said, well, what about his phone call? And they said, well, this is his phone call. So he was left in the dark, really. Put in a tough situation. You know, we were all in the courtroom.
Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to say, I imagine that's got to be tough. I mean, different country like that. Do you get the one phone call like you do here in America? You know, it's obviously, it's got to be under a different set of rules and laws. And where did you guys go? What happened with all you guys after he got arrested? When he was taken, you know, when he went into jail, what did you guys do? Where did you guys all go, and what did you say to each other, and how did all that work behind the scenes?
When he got arrested, the thing is, another thing that happened is that we videotaped everything. So they said they got complaints, bogus calls that Sean was up in people's face and yelling, which he didn't even come off the stool. So we offered the videotape to them of what really happened, which to this day, they're not going to give it back to us. A lawyer is working on it.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's another thing that we learned. We shouldn't give the videotape up next time because they took it from us, and now we have no evidence of what really happened.
Yeah.
So what we did is he got arrested, and we went back out preaching the same place.
While he's in jail.
Preaching
us.
Yeah.
While he's in jail. Okay, good. Did you have any more questions? With the homosexuality people, I mean, did that subject come up anymore while you guys were out preaching?
No, we preached, and we preached about homosexuality. I guess nobody called the police then. We just kept preaching because we were told by an English gentleman that it wasn't against the law to use your freedom of speech to preach against these kind of sins. So we were told we had the right to do it, and the cops were being biased, which you run into in America as well.
Right.
So we just continued preached, and we had no clue. Like, we thought they were gonna let him 4 hours and let him go. We didn't know he was gonna be in there overnight.
Right.
And he was put in a hard spot, really, because no phone call. I think they bullied him. What really disturbed me, even though he pleaded guilty, there was I heard the lawyer. He said, but he has a family at home. I think she was going to sentence him another month after he plead guilty.
Hmm.
So, one thing to plead guilty, but they had his back against the wall. They could have easily tacked another month onto his sentence because
they
read what they took from the film, they took out of context. They didn't, where he said that Muhammad was a wicked sinner, but he also said, I'm a wicked sinner as well. And they, of course, if you look at the courtroom, they had a gigantic mosque right across the street. So they were trying to nail him on anything possible, take anything out of context. They had the video. We didn't have the video. The lawyer was doing his best. But I heard the lawyer, he said, but he has a family at home. That was after he pleaded guilty. So they were going to sentence him to another month.
Wow.
And that was really disturbing to me. And we had a lot of Christians that drove like motorcycles, and the courtroom was packed with Christians. We were told not to hold our Bible. It was the most bizarre thing I ever seen in my whole life. I don't know if Scotland's like that or just that it's just what we had to deal with was because we're Americans, they were taking advantage of us. I really don't know. It just troubled me to this day.
Hey, Robert, we appreciate you being on tonight. Unfortunately, we're going to have to move on to our next segment. One of the questions that's coming up in the chat room is, did you get your camera and the film back?
No. We are having a lawyer work on it right now, but they didn't want to give it back to us before we left. Well, we got the camera back. The camera was kind of broken. I guess the microphone that was on Sean, because he was mic'd up when he was preaching, that was broken. We had the camera, but they didn't give us, you know, the film back.
Okay. Do you know if there's any other footage available of what happened that day?
We've been searching around. We really don't have anything.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, hey, that's something, folks, we could be praying about. Film is returned. So, but hey, Robert, thank you very much for being on the show tonight and giving us your perspective.
Right.
That was very good. Thank you very much.
Okay. God bless. Bye bye.
All right. God bless you. All right. Bye bye.